This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have First Step Alliance's very own Nancy Iden and Margate Advisors' very own Tom O'Shea. They are here to give us an update on their Diverge proposed federal credit union, a financial home for historically unbanked people and their families. They are trying to get this off the ground, and things are going really well right now, but such a credit union wheelhouse thing to do, and Tom and Nancy are here to tell us all about it, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, oh my gosh, we have a show for you. Let's do some introductions before we dive into the topic here. Right next to me, is First Step Alliance's very own Nancy Iden. Nancy, how are you? Good to see you again.
I'm great, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here, because we get to talk about a really cool topic today. But first, we got to introduce the gentleman right below us, Mr. Tom O'Shea from Margate Advisors. Tom, good to see you again as well.
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you as well. Hope all is well.
Indeed it is. So, all right. So we are talking about the Federal Credit Union that you guys are getting going here. And this has been kind of a labor of love, because we've been talking about this for a little while now. So Nancy, I want to start with you. So can you give us a quick refresher on what this credit union is all about and who it will serve? It's called Diverge Proposed Federal Credit Union, correct?
Correct. Yes, we are Divergent for sure, but we're called Diverge Proposed Federal Credit Union. That is actually what the NCUA recently approved in terms of reserving our name. So yes, and thanks for having us again, Michael.
Oh,
really appreciate being here. Yeah. So Diverge, just to refresh everyone's memory, we are trying to start a credit union here, basically to serve unbanked folks in the justice involved population. And there are many, unfortunately, many millions of folks that still have trouble opening bank accounts for a variety of reasons, including a lack of appropriate type of identification, mm-hmm. the fact that many of these folks are red flagged on compliance systems such as check systems, and right. there are a number of other reasons why there so many folks end up really not having a lot of access to more traditional mainstream affordable banking products. So mm-hmm. we are really focusing on this community. We are in the process of actually getting the approvals from the NCUA, and hopefully we will have this credit union up and running within the next year.
Good. That's good news. Good news for sure. And Tom, let's talk about fair banking here. Can you tell us a little bit about fair banking or the lack of it in our country today? Because Nancy just alluded to all of the hurdles that these folks have to overcome just to kind of get back into society here. So can you tell us a little bit about fair banking, and then how Diverge will address this issue as well?
Sure, Mike. Yeah. I guess it's a little difficult for those of us that are in the industry, whether we're in banking, credit unions or banks, to grasp this whole concept, because we see people that easily join or open accounts with us and borrow with us, and we take it for granted, really. We've never had an issue in opening an account, let alone accessing lending and deposits and checking and so on. Mm-hmm. But what we've seen is that if you don't have something as basic as a driver's license, which is essentially the de facto identity document that you need to open a bank account, access to the mainstream banking system is virtually impossible. So one of the things that we're trying to do is take alternate forms of identity, federally issued, state issued, that are legal identities, and integrate them into some of the onboarding systems that are out there, so that when these alternate forms of identification are presented, systems will automatically recognize them, import the data, and move the process forward without creating a difficult or stressful or a no-go situation for people that have these forms of identity. Because what we're seeing is, and we've talked about this before, is that when you can't do that and you can't get to a checking account that has no monthly service charge, for example, you're reduced to using money orders, which have a fee every time you use one, check cashers, which have a significant fee every time cash a check, payday lenders, pawn brokers, title lenders, all of those very, very expensive providers that often get you in a vicious cycle, vicious loop that is extremely difficult, especially from a payday lender standpoint, extremely difficult to get yourself out of.
Right.
So this whole approach, this whole philosophy is saying that, you know, everybody deserves an opportunity to get into the system. We're going to look less at, in our case, we're going to look less at a check systems because there may have been issues in the past. We're going to look less at the credit report because of prior history that at this stage for our constituents is probably 5, 6, 7 years old already. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fraud, identity theft, all kinds of shenanigans that go on while somebody is incarcerated. So it's really become a very multifaceted, dimensional set of problems that we're solving mm-hmm. to help people come into the mainstream system.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like this is something that is really needed out there right now, as you guys well know. So Nancy, so what's the latest on Diverge? You talked about how you guys are hoping to get this going sometime this year. You've been through the NCUA and all that type of stuff. So where are you now in the process in making this a reality?
Yeah, I mean, we're fairly far along in the process.
Oh,
We've gotten our proof of concept approved by the NCUA. We've completed our member surveys and gotten tremendous positive feedback from the community on not only the need for this type of a credit union, but really kind of drilling down and confirming what we already know to be true about the types of products that folks in the community need and desperately need access to, and really kind of can't wait until the doors to this credit union are open. Where we are, we've gotten also the approval from the NCUA. Our membership associations have been approved, which are both First Step Alliance and the Center for LGBTQ Economic Advancement and Research. Mm-hmm. And both of those organizations are mission-aligned organizations that will serve as the gateway for the community to join the credit union. We are in very deep in fundraising mode. We've been working with the credit union movement, with leagues, with credit unions directly, with mission-aligned nonprofit organizations, several very large that are very supportive of this initiative, that would like to try to help fund this or support in other ways through driving members and such in any way that they can. We've also been speaking to a number of universities, including several Ivy Leagues, who would like to get involved with some of our specific programs, such as an entrepreneurship program for returning citizens, and provide free legal services, pro bono legal services. So we've really built our network here over the past couple of months, fairly extensively across all these different channels. And as I said, hopefully within the next 3 to 6 months, I would say, we will have the funds we're looking for to then really aggressively finish the application process with the NCUA and hopefully have the doors open, as I say, probably within a 12-month period, probably more likely within 18 months.
Okay. Well, it's great news. Great news for sure, all the way around. And you answered my second question to that, was like, how are you getting the word out? But it sounds like you guys have those bases covered as well, right? So that's absolutely, that's really good news. And I'm thinking, I was like, gosh, if there's some way to, like, once these folks get back out, there's some conduit that where your name could be mentioned. Oh, by the way, if you want to open up a credit union account, here's the perfect credit union for you. You know, that would be a wonderful way to do it as well. I'm sure you guys have all those bases covered. You guys know more about this, way more than I do. So, and Tom, can you share with us some of the supporters of your effort? Because I think Nancy just named a few as well. Because it sounds like there's quite a few organizations in your corner right now.
What's great is that everyone we've spoken to, the vendors are that I would prefer to work with, Correlation, WRG, MSS, Member Support Services, Visa, MasterCard, Bonify for an identity. John Ainsworth has been extremely helpful as we move this process forward on the identity.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Piece that I spoke with about earlier. But they've all been very supportive in working with us for either discounted services or in-kind services for the initial periods, help mm-hmm. us get off the ground with this initiative. We don't have anything nailed down, but everybody has been very, very, you know, obviously we can't do anything until we chicken egg thing, get a credit union in place before we know what how people are going to help. We did receive some funding, early funding from Aloya Corporate. We did a grant money there. We had some grant money we received from US Alliance, which is no connection to First Step Alliance, but Chris Van Beek up in New York was very helpful. And we could also mention to Dora, Nancy, to talk about that as well. But the other one I want to say that's very helpful is NCOA.
Really?
I got to give them a shout out.
Okay.
We have discussions with the examiner that handles this is handling the application. Very available to us, very supportive. And so far, any delays we've encountered have been delays on our end. Because things like building the financials take time. Doing the member survey takes an extremely long amount of time.
Yeah.
Whenever we've called on them to say, hey, we need to have a conversation, we want to talk through some things, they're there and they've been available. So, you know, knock on wood, but so far, so good with NCOA.
That's awesome.
But Nancy, you want to touch on, Dora, how that our proof of concept has been going?
Sure. If we have time for that, absolutely.
Go for it. Oh, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Well, we've been working very closely with reentry organizations. I think I mentioned that in our last meeting. And one of the things that we're trying to do here before the credit union is operational is make sure that we can do whatever we can to get banking product and credit products and financial education into folks' hands to start helping them today, which is why First Step Alliance was originally sort of born a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And so one of the programs that we've launched, I want to say a couple of months ago, was with Dora and West Alliance. And here what we're doing is we're working with specifically on a pilot basis right now with the Connecticut Reentry Network and offering the Dora product to returning citizens as part of their reentry. And it's working extraordinarily well. We're working very closely with what's called welcome centers in Connecticut, and onboarding these folks on not just, you know, for jobs and transitional housing and that sort of thing, but also for the banking services. So while we're out here building Diverge Credit Union, Dora has been and US Alliance has been really incredible and very supportive of what we're doing with this particular underserved community, as well as with other unbanked communities that Dora obviously works with as well.
Right. Yeah. Big fan of Dora for sure. Yeah. I think a lot of people out there. And again, I think we said this in our first interview. This is such a credit union thing to do. This is the wheelhouse right here. And you guys are examples of that big time. So having said that, Nancy, I'm going to stick with you on this one. So what's the goal here? What do you guys hope to achieve here? Obviously this is a very big deal in the credit union industry and a big deal to this population as well that you guys are looking to serve. So what's the big goal here that you guys want to achieve?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And I guess the short answer is that, you know, there are credit unions and other financial institutions that are absolutely trying to help serve this community. But what's happening is that it's sort of a piecemeal effort. And there's not one financial institution out there yet that's dedicated to the justice-involved population. And so, for instance, First Step Alliance participated in a cohort recently, which was a combination of CDFIs that were interested in doing sort of small dollar and business loans for returning citizen entrepreneurs and a few social justice type organizations such as First Step Alliance. And my learnings from that cohort were as follows, that while there are several organizations that are out here trying to help the community, make them less credit invisible, not rely on traditional scoring matrices and so forth, there's not a holistic financial offering out there by one institution that can really serve the totality of folks' needs. And, you know, again, when you look at the magnitude of the problem, 600 plus thousand people coming home every year from incarceration, 20 plus million with a felony record. I just heard a story yesterday, somebody that's been home for 10 years was just got the unfortunate correspondence from their bank, closed the account. So even after someone's done, unbelievable. Even after someone's done their time 10 years later, they are still being flagged, which I don't even understand how that's possible, because I thought that was something like a 7-year maximum.
Right.
But 10 years still being flagged on a system like whatever compliance system that was and being asked to close the account. So we need to establish policies and procedures, as Tom alluded to, that are going to enable us to really work more practically and intelligently with this community and not be so punitive. Really, the whole concept of rehabilitation, restorative justice versus a more punitive system that has existed here for so many years. And again, we're not going to fix the whole criminal justice system here, but at least we can help people with the banking piece, yep, which is such an integral part of successful reentry, right, right, and does impact the rate of recidivism. I mean, there have been studies that have actually, you know, shown this. Mm-hmm. So more importantly, we've got to start helping people. And, you know, the shorter answer is that we need more financial institutions, and specifically one that is going to be really dedicated to, you know, meeting these people where they are on their reentry journey.
Yeah, this is so vital. And as you're talking, Nancy, I'm thinking, why hasn't this been done before? You know, it's one of those things like, gosh, why hadn't this been, you know, done like 20 years ago? This time is so well overdue. But thank goodness for you guys are stepping up to the plate. And Tom, I'm going to pose the same question for you, because you've been, you know, you're a former CEO of a credit union, so you know the drill. You know how all this stuff works so well. So what do you, from your perspective, what do you guys hope to achieve here?
Well, as Nancy mentioned earlier, we're now in that fundraising stage. And so one of the main overriding goals for us is to get the doors open, is to raise $2 million so that we can get the credit union off the ground. Mm-hmm. And I would really like the credit union industry to step up to help us with that. And provide us with that donated capital. That'll allow us to get everything in place, get going. And the bigger picture goal, besides having this one credit union that will serve all their needs, mm-hmm, but also to provide a playbook for others, so that if anyone else wants to do this, here's the information about the identity and about managing the person when they come in, and their identity when they come into the teller line, so that they're not showing a parole card to a teller, which can be a little bit stressful.
Now,
we will take funding from any source that we could get, but I think this is a great opportunity for credit unions to support this initiative. Agreed. We'll be a low-income credit union right out of the gate, and most likely an MDI as well, as we start building the board out and get a little bit of distance under our feet. Mm-hmm. But we really want to get the credit union community square set up to fund this.
Yeah.
We're going to be having webinars with various leagues. We're coordinating one right now with Cross State, which is a league, the Credit Union Association, which is the league here in the Jersey, PA, area. Connecticut is also, mm-hmm, wants to host us, and those are the two we've spoken to, and they've said no question. So as we get a little more time underneath our belt, we'll be reaching out to others. And of course, down at the GAC, I'll be shaking a lot of hands and trying to corral a bunch of people to help us.
Very well, Tom. Yeah, well, we look forward to seeing you there, and anything that we can do to help your efforts, we're all in as well. And I don't think you're going to get any pushback from anybody, I don't think. So I think you're going to get a lot of support as you guys get further down this journey. So I'm really looking forward to see what's next for you guys. And that said, anything else to add to wrap up here, Tom? Any final thoughts here on this one?
I appreciate the opportunity to put the word out there, to help us get that word out through your form, Mike. It's always been helpful, and it's great. It's great.
Good. And Nancy, last words?
Yeah, I'd just like to say again, thank you, Mike, really, for featuring us again. And if anybody wants more information about Diverge, they can go to the website, divergecu.org.
Okay.
Learn more about us, about the organizing members, and shout out, by the way, to the other organizing members who've been really great in helping us so far, you know, through this incredible journey. But definitely check us out at the website and sign up as a potential or future member. Take our member survey. And donate as well. If you care to. So
Let's get some other credit unions involved as well. Get you guys that funding that you need for sure. So, alrighty guys, well, I'm going to let you get back at it, because it sounds like you still have a lot on your plate to get going here. So we will let you go. Thank you so much for your time today. Congrats on all your efforts so far, and really look forward to seeing what's next, and look forward to the next chat as well when you get this thing really off the ground. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Yep.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks again.
You are welcome. Anytime, guys. Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.